This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
NSA whistleblower Kirk Wiebe is going to be joining us from accuracy.org and exposedfacts.org. Colleague of William Binney, former director of the technical division of the NSA and the inventor of much of this stuff. He's been right here in the studio. Amazing patriot, amazing person of courage. We've got really important news coming up on the issue of TPP. I want to hit that in a moment. But first, I mentioned this earlier in the last hour, the war on free speech intensifying in this country, but also the war on men. There's a special report on Infowars.com. Two men have been arrested in New York for man-spreading. If you open your legs, like I'm doing right now, even just a few inches, you will be arrested. That's after feminists called for it. And in a tyranny, they teach you that clamoring masses must be worshipped as long as it creates infighting. And that ties into the claims that if you're a valedictorian or someone giving a speech, the class president or whatever, at a commencement or at a graduation, you will be stripped of your degree or you'll be made to go back a year. You'll be penalized if you thank God. Now you can get up there and thank Harry Potter, as I said earlier. You can thank the Dalai Lama. Just do not thank Jesus Christ. Don't talk about God. And you can pump your fist in the air, but don't do the Catholic cross or whatever if you make a touchdown. Or hit a knee, or you'll be suspended or charged thousands of dollars. Separation of church and state means the state can't have an official religion and can't fund religion, which we have with faith-based initiatives that Bush and Obama have been pushing. Totally illegal on its face. They have turned this into this deal where they find a Bible. This has happened a bunch in a Texas school, an Illinois school, and they'll throw them away or suspend you. Oh, it's like you had a Hustler magazine or Playboy. And now, if a Native American puts a feather in their hair, which I guess means you're graduating into a man, I think that just means you're 13 years old, 14 years old, whatever, you're going to puberty, 12 years old. But nevertheless, women can wear earrings, people can wear hats, you can wear a tie, those are all adornments, but don't wear your cultural religious symbol. Meaning, your spirit's now, elevated, soaring like an eagle. You're now in touch with your ancestors. You're now a brave. You do that, you're going to get in trouble. Native American student sues to wear eagle feather at graduation. Should a graduating high school student, this is KIRO7, be allowed to wear an eagle feather, an item with cultural and religious significance to him as a member of a Native American tribe at his graduation? His school district has said no, but Christian Tittman filed a lawsuit Monday asserting his free speech and religious freedom rights under the state constitution and California's education code. Absolutely. You can go and hand out Bible tracts at lunch or during proper times at school. Can't do it in class. You can share the gospel with someone, or you can share your love of killing babies, and Satanism through abortion. You have your religious right. Of course, I'm being sarcastic on the devil worship front. But this just shows how they've distorted all this. Now, continuing, family threatened with jail for cheering graduating relatives. That article's on Infowars.com, and there's video. $500 fines for expressing support. And, it's a big deal in this low-income, mainly black area. Big deal for anybody to be getting out of high school. And folks cheer and get excited. I remember people cheered at my graduation for folks. My family really didn't because, it was kind of embarrassing. But the point is that it just shows how they'll throw you in jail or fire you for feeding a homeless person or cheering at a graduation or kick you out or whatever if you say you love Jesus. But mega banks can steal the whole country blind, spy on us without warrants, do whatever they want, and it's supposedly A-OK. All right, we'll be back with a major whistleblower in the fight to restore our republic and the Fourth Amendment. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our flagship sites.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Congress, the USA Freedom Act. Well, not real freedom, but the kind of freedom we act like we have in the USA. Think of it as CISPA for phone companies, a kind of cozy symbiotic relationship between the corporate oligarchy and the authoritarian government. The phone companies will now store your info and pass it on to the paranoid government on demand. And the phone companies will be granted freedom from liability. Now that's real freedom. The kind only the big guys get.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now Congress will be notified whenever the secret FISA court, well, it's not really a court, just a single judge, reinterprets the law. That's great. Because they've been changing the law and not even telling us. Now they're going to let us know. Isn't America great? The USA Freedom Act. Offer void where prohibited by law. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Wiebe joins us after spending 4 years that included tours of duty in Turkey and Japan with the intelligence arm of the United States Air Force during 63 to 67. Kirk attended Indiana University, receiving master's degrees in Russian language In 74, the year I was born, Kirk then headed east to work for the National Security Agency, retiring in October 2001, same time that Benny and Drake and others left, and then, of course, got SWAT teamed, and they tried to set him up. That's back in the news today, dealing with the NSA. Judge probes destruction of evidence in NSA leak prosecution, and that was of Thomas Drake. So they've come after these heroes who just told the truth. He was awarded the Meritorious Civilian Service Award, the NSA's second highest honor, for important work done on foreign strategic weapons systems. 2002, when it was clear that the NSA was headed down the wrong path, Kirk, along with fellow NSA retirees Bill Binney, Ed Loomis, and former senior staff for the White House Select Subcommittee on Intelligence, Diana Rourke, initiated a Department of Defense Inspector General complaint about mismanagement and the waste of hundreds of millions of dollars to the National Security Agency. And I won't go over all the rest of it, but they were persecuted by for going through the system, trying to reform it. And now we've had the USA Freedom Act. Now we have the USA Freedom Act signed, and they're claiming it's a reform. From what I've seen, what you just heard David Knight break down, it's actually just a shell game. Kirk Wiebe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Alex Jones, it's a distinct honor to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you, sir. You know, I could ask a lot of questions here, but why don't you start at the beginning and just recap what you've witnessed being inside the NSA, what's happened since, and then I'd like to get your take on the USA Freedom Act.
What's happened in a nutshell, Alex, is the very thing that Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, on the night of January 17th, 1961, warned all of us about. And that is the, undue influence of the military-industrial complex on the ability of this government to function the way the founders intended it to, unencumbered by outside influences other than those expressly set up to deliver the voice of the people. So we have people willing to sacrifice the security of the nation for money. It's really corruption that is the real elephant in the room in the background here behind all of this.
So you're saying the running of this tens of billions of dollars a year grid is its own evil of itself, separate from the undue power and influence this gives the special interest, corporate and governmental, that are able to have access to the information. That ends the level playing field.
Absolutely. It's gone. If Eisenhower saw what's in place today, what has really become the military-industrial intelligence complex. We need to add another I because of what's gone on in the intervening 50 years since Eisenhower was in office. That thing is huge. It has multiple tentacles into various states. Who elects senators and congressmen? Who in turn benefit from businesses in their states who are milking the government trough of money for billions of dollars, many of them getting rich at our expense, all of this causing a constitutional crisis because we have a Congress more unwilling to defend the Constitution than ever in the history of the country.
Did you see the clip yesterday, speaking on the Senate floor with the leader of the Senate? Mitch McConnell got up and just said, there is no illegal spying. We've seen Senator Rubio say the exact same thing, just with a straight face. It's the equivalent of telling us that Santa Claus is real. It's so over the top.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, here we have two senators, one of whom wants to become president, willing to stand there and lie and not wince about it. Not have any shame, none. And this is what we're under. Either that, Alex, or the two of them are so ignorant of what NSA is really up to. And, you know, I really do believe NSA's made it difficult for many people in Congress to understand what it's really doing. But as long as Congress isn't willing to do what I call earnest and real oversight, this is what we're going to get.
We have a major NSA whistleblower joining us right now, accuracy.org, exposedfacts.org. But I want to play the Mitch McConnell clip that we aired last hour in case new listeners just tuned in. This is the new party line. They're kind of going back to the old line that Bush had, that there is no illegal spying going on, even though whistleblowers at AT&T and others were going public and they knew full well what was happening. Now it's a bipartisan push by Obama and Republican leaders to just say, are you insane? There's no such thing as, you know, warrantless spying. It's not going on. Here's the leader of the Senate.
It speaks to the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. But these records belong to the phone companies. And let me remind the Senate, the standard for reasonable, articulable suspicion is that the terror suspect is associated with a, quote, foreign terrorist organization, end quote, as determined by a court. Nobody's civil liberties are being violated here.
Kirk Wiebe, NSA whistleblower, what is your view on his statement?
It's specious. I don't know what else to call it. You know, while he is technically correct, he's alluding to a legal precedent that if most people understood it or even heard about it, they would shake their head and say, what has happened to the profession of law and interpretation of the law? The authority that Mitch McConnell is inferring here, when he says we have no right to privacy of our phone records, is a case called Smith versus Maryland from the year 1979, when none of us even knew how to spell smartphone, let alone know what it means. It's from a time when the court said, yes, the police were not doing anything wrong when they tapped a dialed number between a criminal and his victim and used that evidence to prove the connection between the criminal and the victim, who he had been harassing via telephone.
So they had probable cause. They had probable cause and it was a suspect.
Exactly. Now, that went to the Supreme Court because the criminal said, you can't use that information. The court said, oh, yes, yes, we can. Yes, the government can. Yes, the police can. You don't have any expectation of that not being used. But you're right. The context was probable cause. That's a lot different than demanding the phone company hand over all their records about every American, including every innocent American, which, of course, is the majority of those records.
Well, you bring up Eisenhower. I want to play a clip of his famous speech here in a moment. He talked about a technological elite controlling the military-industrial complex being the threat. That's the full quote. But it's so clear they've already gone this far, and they're debating Patriot Act metadata when we know they're recording 87% of the actual audio, and corporations are in a race to do it as well. It just doesn't stand. I mean, even USA Today is admitting the DEA spies on everything without, you know, warrants, and then goes and creates fake court cases. So I'm wondering, you know, what comes next in this slide into tyranny. But here's President Eisenhower warning us, and I guess today they demonize him like they're demonizing Rand Paul.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
But then we have Governor Rick Perry outgoing saying, You cannot question the military in a speech last week, but the military is run by the politicians. It's just an insane statement. Kirk, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. ExposedFacts.org. Kirk Wiebe is an American patriot, high-level NSA whistleblower. They were all persecuted. We're going to talk some about that when we come back. They went through channels, so they got harassed, indicted, SWAT-teamed, fake court cases made up. Just incredible. Stay with us.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Here's James Clapper famously being questioned by Wyden in Congress and lying and saying, spying? We don't spy on anything. In fact, what's spying at the NSA? It's like saying, the sun and the sky? Never heard of that. Here's the famous clip.
The NSA director was at a conference, and he was asked a question about the NSA surveillance of Americans. He replied, and I quote here, The story that we have millions or hundreds of millions of dossiers on people is completely false. The reason I'm asking the question is, having served on the committee now for a dozen years, I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Right. That's lying to Congress under oath right there. And now his lawyer 2 weeks ago said he just basically had some brain flatulence and had forgotten as the head of the NSA that they had any data on Americans. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest lies in history. I mean, Pinocchio has nothing on this guy. I don't think Pinocchio should be the symbol of lying anymore, Kirk. I mean, shouldn't it be Clapper?
You know, Alex, almost nobody knows this, but when I was in the process of earning that Meritorious Civilian Service Award for work against foreign strategic weapons, Jim Clapper was one of my primary customers for intelligence, because at that point he was stationed with the U.S. Strategic Air Command out in Omaha, Nebraska. And I had the utmost regard for him. So I know him personally, have sat in rooms with him, talked to him. And for him, for me to watch what you just showed, is a complete 180. I mean, he went to the dark side, but I know what happens when you get into government this deep and you're representing the Pentagon and you're representing NSA and to a degree the FBI and all these agencies that are now dipping in to the intelligence game for their own particular agendas and reasons. You are very reluctant to put something unpleasant in their punch bowls. You want to support the good old boy network.
You feel like they're your children. You're their boss. You're protecting them.
Exactly. In other words, those who have taken oaths to uphold and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, are not doing it. They're more pro-misuse of this apparatus.
So back when Clapper was actually one of the head guys at SAC, defending us from Russian attacks, doing real work, spying on weapon systems, defending the Republic, he was a good guy. It kind of shows the mission makes the man, the uniform, the job, who you associate with. But then he falls into bad company, becomes a governmental head, and kneels to Emperor Palpatine and joins the Sith.
Exactly. And that happens to so many people. And you hear this rationale. If you talk to people who are part of the complex that Eisenhower talked about, they'll say, well, a man's got to eat. Well, I guess you can prostitute yourself if that's what you want to do. You know, we used to stand behind principles in this country. And I would argue that the way society has developed over the last 50 years, we're no longer teaching those principles. We're no longer stressing the importance. We're poo-pooing the idea of the Pledge of Allegiance. We're poo-pooing the teaching of the Constitution. So now we have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, if you will, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth. They're all under attack in one form or another. I'll tell you, unless we turn this around, we're going to lose that document, and then it's anybody's game who's in power.
Don't they call that the bottom falling out? Because folks think it's cute to have corruption. No, it's going to be okay, but it always grows. You're either shrinking it or it's growing. It doesn't stay at one you know level. It's gas-like. It's moving. It's kinetic, and we're moving towards the bottom dropping out. And then the sky's the limit. Then we become anarchy.
Absolutely. And for those who think NSA deserves to be trusted, let me remind them. The NSA has existed about 68 years. For 42 of those 68, they've operated illegally. 35 of it between the period 1947 and 1975.
Kirk, this is too important. We're going to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going to give you the floor to break down this history. You're going to have the floor when we come back to really break it down. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is important radio, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the driving zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Weeby, high-level NSA whistleblower, who tried to internally work through the government with his colleagues and was basically persecuted for it. I want to spend some time on that just to look at what they're doing to the press, what they're doing to whistleblowers that are exposing programs that were illegal. The courts have said this now. They play on the public's ignorance and have Obama and Mitch McConnell and others get up there and say none of this is happening. Kirk, you got cut off by the break. Recap what you were saying and... No need to pause for the next 10 minutes if you want. You can have the floor and give us a speech or a breakdown as an insider on where we're going, what's happening. You were making the point of folks just joined us that for many decades they've been doing illegal stuff. Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, it began right after World War II. Some argue maybe the last year or so of World War II. The NSA and its predecessor organizations were monitoring or began monitoring all outgoing communications from the United States, all, both ends of the conversation. They were monitoring Martin Luther King. They were monitoring Vietnam War protesters. They even monitored the guy we all look to who tried to stop this illegal activity, Senator Frank Church himself. And so here we have a period from about 1947 to 1975. Where we're operating illegally until it's discovered, and the Congress becomes furious, led by Senator Frank Church, and he quoted all the dangers of tyrannical governments, and he pointed to Hitler and so forth and so on, how people with this kind of power can undermine the whole type of government we have, and have done so, because the only reason you want to collect everything about everybody is to control them. To control populations. Why else do it? So then we have the reform. We have the intelligence committees created by the Frank Church Committee. We draw up rules where Admiral Bobby Inman helped define what NSA calls USID 18, which governs under what circumstances NSA may collect information about a U.S. citizen, and it's very well defined and understood. And it was actually our Bible that we lived by. Of course, we had plenty of foreign intelligence to worry about, so that was really my concern during my career. However, now, what's changed? So we spin forward to 2015, and we have a Congress who's sitting there going to great lengths to protect NSA's ability and the FBI's ability and the DEA and all of them to collect everything. What's changed? What makes up a senator today that is so different from 40 years ago when they were appalled at what was going on? Is it ethics? Is it the influence of money? Well, I think we know some of the answer to all of that. All I'm trying to say is, if we didn't run out and collect everybody's phone numbers in 1979 after Smith versus Maryland, why are we doing it now and continuing to do it? And I would argue it's hurting NSA. It's hurting the FBI because they're collecting so much data they can't understand it anymore. And it explains why they didn't stop, not pick up the pieces later, but prevent the Boston Marathon that killed that little eight-year-old boy and three others, why they didn't stop the maiming of our troops at Fort Hood. And Charlie Hebdo in France, that's foreign intelligence. That's NSA's bailiwick.
Or Garland, the FBI, they were on Twitter and Facebook saying they were about to do it a day before, and only the local cops figured it out and were waiting. The FBI had so much data, they weren't even there.
Absolutely right. So I don't know how Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio and people stand up with a straight face. Shame on them. Shame on them.
Please continue, sir. You're the expert. This is amazing. I mean, you're talking to millions of folks. What do they need to know right now about what's happening?
Well, I want people to know that when Hayden came into NSA, it really began with him. You could say it was 9/11. Rubbish. NSA had all the data. Thomas Drake was still there, even though we had retired, the other three of us. Drake was still at NSA. He witnessed the fact that NSA had the data about 9/11 and didn't tell anybody. And so we hear all of this, we can't have another 9/11. What are you talking about? Now, no journalist that I know of has ever asked General Hayden, what about this business about you having the data about 9/11? No one has ever put him in the corner and forced him to answer that question, and it needs to be done by somebody. We are being lied to right from the get-go. So who is it that's really behind this effort to get all this data? I personally believe it's law enforcement. NSA really, I don't think, has a lot of interest in Americans. I think they have more to do than's possible just looking at ISIS and other things abroad. And we have China arising. We have Russia causing trouble. Plenty of stuff to do and play in overseas. So who is it that's pushing? It's law enforcement. Why? Harken back to the colonial period when King George III of England said, I need to know who's rabble-rousing in the colonies. I'm going to put a soldier in every home. Well, that was the straw that broke the
air. Sure. I mean, it's about domestic control, and it's admitted with the threat fusion centers. More and more departments are being given access to the NSA data. And I want you to continue down that line, sir, but then bring up the fact that just as a layperson, if you've got 800,000 private contractors and all these agencies and the DEA and the FBI, and we know all these groups have corporate moles, cult moles, crazy people, psychopaths, criminals. It's a sieve now to have America be totally penetrated by anybody and everybody. I mean, it's like building 1,000 doors on your house. Or it just sounds like it's the opposite of security to me.
It is. It truly is, Alex. And the borders, we could talk endlessly. Hiring rules are being changed because they're discriminatory. People are getting security clearances that shouldn't be getting them. How do some of these people get clearances? Because favoritism inside the government. And it all eats away at our governmental strength, our national strength. Look at what he's doing in the military, Obama. He's tearing it apart. He's removed very patriotic general officers, the highest among them. And all of this is purposeful. This is not accidental.
Incredible. Elaborate on that. I mean, making the troops wear red high-heel shoes in public, sensitivity training, cutting their funding for training, giving them too many missions, shutting off our power plants, not letting the feds are trying to create crises with the states. Really, I see it as a global corporate takeover of America. The corporations now have access to this data. They're now working with the NSA. It sounds like they want this because it allows a corporate takeover of the country.
It really does, and you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, if you look back into history, what do we call it when governments get too far into bed with industry and business? Fascism.
That's right.
And if you look at the rise of the police state, how they, even the police, and God love them, I respect the police and honor them. But there is a certain segment of the police that's become paramilitary, and they've become rough with otherwise innocent people. And I'm not talking about the Gray case over there in Baltimore and so forth. I'm talking about...
Sure, I mean, they're giving a military killer training, and then it's being deployed against old ladies and stuff.
Exactly. All I'm saying is if you stand back and you look at the behavior of authoritarian organizations of any type, they become nasty. We used to be a sort of a kind, understanding, and wise nation. And
we need soft power, and we need like the Sheriff of Mayberry. We don't need to be his deputy in a black uniform.
Absolutely. But something about the events of 9/11 and the ginning up the patriotism and that we've got to stop all this has gotten a bit out of control. The pendulum has swung a bit too far. We're taking military surplus and giving it to the police department, and they're writing down the in small towns in Midwest America in a Humvee that's armored up and so forth. And I'm sure that's fun, but think about what it represents. And what
a major cultural shift towards what we see in North Korea and other third world hellholes. Expanding on that, every marker of a country sliding into tyranny is there. It's accelerating. But I've studied history, as I know you have, sir. The elite should know. I know it's a fractured elite. But the establishment and special interests should know they're building a police state that generally eats the establishment first and is dangerous and destroys their security as well. Look at Al Hastert, we now learn, got stung basically by Patriot Act type stuff and Know Your Customer stuff. And I'm not defending Hastert, But it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man. I mean, doesn't Congress, we now learn, has been spied on by the CIA and others, don't they understand they're going to get hoisted on their own petard?
You know, it's a good question, but I think they're afraid. I mean, there's so few what I would call brave people anymore in Congress and elsewhere. I always look to the military if I want to find brave souls. I can't find them anywhere. It's like our school curriculums, the behavior that we're teaching is all puffery. It's about feelings. It's not about dedication, courage, integrity, honesty, the things that always made us. How did the World War II guys become the greatest generation? Because they stood tall.
And they had integrity, and they were hardworking, and they were honorable. That's the essence of freedom and civilization. Why would the political class want to kill the blood of freedom?
Exactly. And it's for money. You pointed it out. The undue influence of industry. You know, Hayden actually broke NSA, and he did it because he let industry too far inside the building. And now they're an integral part of it. My God. There are industry contractors actually doing intelligence analysis, partly because analysts have found out that if they go to work on a contract, they can get a higher paycheck. The long-term benefits may not be as good in the package, but the paycheck's higher and people want money.
So it's
now.
A corporate takeover of national security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Hayden himself, look what happens to Hayden. He goes into NSA, screws it up. He invents something called Trailblazer that began as PowerPoint slides, claiming it was going to save the country in the digital age, when the solution he needed, Binney, had already developed in that little research organization, and it was right there for the plucking. He ignored it, threw it out, went with Trailblazer, spent billions of dollars, and the whole thing was declared a failure in 2005. Producing the biggest failure in the history of the national
security. Well, as Benny said, they don't want to solve problems. They want to keep making them worse.
Exactly. And he gets promoted and then goes on to become Deputy Director of National Intelligence. At that point, it was Negroponte, and he's sitting at his side. Eventually, it becomes Jim Clapper, as Hayden then goes on to become the Director of CIA. So there's a new concept that's been born called failing upwards. The more you fail, the more money you waste, the more business you bring and involve in the money flow, you get rewarded. That's what we've done, and that's where we are.
And the country is totally bankrupt, and they're accelerating a collapse, and then they think a bunch of armored vehicles and paramilitary to keep them safe. Nothing's going to keep them safe when this all blows sky high, which it will. The question is just when. It is scary. And then I see elites all running to the hills and building armored redoubts and safe houses and going to New Zealand. It's all these special interests who can't help but make themselves wealthy, and they don't care about the long-term issue. It just sounds like a time bomb.
Well, it is, and it's getting worse. And, you know, people say, what can we do about it? And normally you'd say, well, call your congressman. I don't know that that can do anything about it anymore. I fear we're headed down that path of last resort, where if you look to how we're going to deal with this, we're going to have to march on Washington. And I don't know if you're going to pick up a pitchfork, a baseball bat, or what to do it, but we've got to start making our voices heard. We've got to get their attention. You know, I would probably give my life for the opportunity for Bill Binney to be invited to Congress. And why wouldn't they? The guy's a genius. We know how to do this job called intelligence in big data. Catch bad guys, protect privacy at the same time without giving up anything, and they won't even talk to him. They won't even invite him in, not even a close.
And he's the guy that invented most of the systems that they're getting rich off of.
Exactly. And he didn't invent them for this purpose. We built the protections in. And my God.
I know it's all classified, but basically I guess into algorithms and all the rest of it, where you can really zone in on the algorithm of the real bad guys. But when you add all the data, it just screws it up, which then shows you that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. You have to know how to process and leverage the data to deal with the three V's, is what I call it. Velocity, this stuff moves down electronic pipes, the speed of light. The variety, look at all the stuff you can do with your smartphone. You want to tweet, you want to chat, you want to look at maps, you want to whatever. Oh, and make phone calls, by the way. And the variety of data and the velocity and the volume. We can't keep up with our email queues. Imagine if you're collecting the world's communications, how much is out there. We devised ways to deal with that and to do it constitutionally. Why does no one want to talk about that?
Because it's too inexpensive to do it that way, and it's better to have a giant white elephant that doesn't work, and then all the other criminals that are in the government and the banks laundering money, running drugs, they don't have to worry about a real NSA anymore when they operate overseas because it's been blinded and infiltrated by their operatives.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
It's the Fall of the Republic, final segment with Kirk Wiebe, an incredible patriot who I hope will come back routinely. This guy is amazing with all of his information. Accuracy.org, exposedfacts.org. Retweet it. We tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. It's up to you folks to turn this around. Maybe you can do 5 more minutes in the next hour because I wanted to talk about the persecution these guys went through for going internally through Congress, blowing the whistle.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Thank you.
We've got this segment and one more with NSA whistleblower Kirk Wiebe. Just an amazing individual. And imagine being up there in D.C. or being in Maryland or being in other areas just surrounded by all these yes men and women and saying, no, I'm going to tell the truth. As George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Mark Twain probably said it even better. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I've studied history. I started reading history books when I was about 6, 7 years old, you know, kids' history books. By the time I was 10, I was reading adult history books. I just found it to be fascinating, much better than science fiction or comic books. And by the time I was in high school and college, I saw the brainwashing and the tyranny and saw where we were going. So I've been on air since I was 21. I'm 41 now, 20 years. And I've just seen the slide of this nation. And it's all because I read history books. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I think Lord Acton said that. He also said power. He said absolute power corrupts absolutely. He said power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I want to give Kirk, in just the 3 or 4 minutes we have left here, and then the next little segment, any other points he wants to cover. I want to talk about the persecution, and that really illustrates how evil this government is. They follow the law. They go through Congress. People come after them. But briefly, we're supported at InfoWarsStore.com with the high-quality shortwave radios, Patriot apparel, heirloom seeds, books, videos on every liberty subject you can imagine, super high-quality vitamins and minerals, nutraceuticals. We're supported by your purchases, so shop with the good guys. We're a platform for freedom. Transcend left, right. It's all about basic renaissance, basic transparency. InfoWarsLife.com, our amazing deep earth source of iodine that's so pure and doesn't upset your stomach like other cruddy iodines. There's a lot of iodine deficiencies out there. We are selling out of our supply. We've had it for a couple of years. And now the deep earth crystals, we're trying to get another contract to get these. I don't know if we're going to be able to continue to supply it, probably. But if you want to get it, now's the time. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Kirk, we got about 3-4 minutes to break and then a 5 more minutes segment. What do you want to hit in closing here?
Well, we didn't talk a lot about USA Freedom, but I think you said that a previous guest had done that.
Well, no, I don't want to get your take as an expert on it. What do you think of it?
Yeah, well, I don't think very much of it. It doesn't change any. What makes me angry is that it's deceitful. It makes us all believe, because of the way the media treats it, as this is somehow finally Congress doing something to protect us, when in fact it doesn't address other authorities that are on the books that NSA has, such as Executive Order 12333, presidential order that gives the NSA the authority to collect anything it wants in an emergency situation. Now, who declares emergency? Well, Bush did. He said, we're at war, effectively. I need wartime authority.
Every year, Congress declares an emergency. That's how they suspend the Constitution.
Exactly. And we've been operating that way all the way up to now since 2001. So how do we know what NSA is really doing? There's no mechanism for Congress to see into NSA's databases, to see what they're collecting, to see what analysts are doing with that. Now, I'm not saying they're all playing around with our lives, but I'm telling you the power to do so is there. How do we know Lois Lerner didn't get tip-offs about conservative groups seeking 401k status or 301c status when she started going after them and making it hard for them? We don't know. We know the DEA uses NSA data. We know the FBI uses
it. We know any unconstitutional power can and will be abused.
Absolutely right.
We're going to come back. We're going to come back with in 70 seconds over this break. I'm going to give you the 4 or 5 minutes to just hammer in on this, because that's just bombshell from your expert analysis that exactly there's all these other operating powers. They focus on some section of the Patriot Act with metadata. When it's admitted, they're just recording basically everything. Stay with us. We'll be back with NSA whistleblower Kirk Wiebe, ExposedFacts.org.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.